Oh, when they criticise me, I don't like it at all. It's weird because as a journalist, like, I criticise people all the time, and I forget what it feels like. I hate it. It's really embarrassing. Sometimes it's right. Sometimes the critics are right. Because at my newspaper, if we make a mistake, it goes in the paper, and so you get exposed for your mistake. So you know, you try not to make them. But we get lots of people write to the newspaper, criticizing us all the time. Well, I've done some television, and I found it really embarrassing, especially when I watched it afterwards. And you could tell I was embarrassed because I was just, my body language was really awkward, and I was speaking really, really slowly, like a moron, and it was just the most awful thing. So I don't do television now. I think you either have a natural ability on television, or you don't. And most people who write don't want to do television because you want to be able to think about your words and make sure you've got your sentence correct. Whereas on television, you have no control. Someone else is controlling it, and I didn't like it at all. Well, I supported the war, and I thought that if there were weapons of mass destruction, then we were right to invade Iraq. But now that none have been found, the whole thing seems completely ridiculous. And I hate the way that Britain does what America tells it as well. And I don't understand why we allow it to influence us as much as we do. And I wish Britain was more like France, and was able to stand up to America. But we are still very impressed by America. It's too scary. I don't have the courage to teach. I don't know. Well, I wanted to go into the film business when I was young. And I wanted to be a producer, maybe, or a director. And I had a place at drama school, which I was going to take if I didn't get a job in newspapers. And I went and I worked on a film that was being made in London, and it was the worst experience of my life. It was 2 weeks of being shouted at and being made to make people coffee and go and get their dry cleaning and just being treated like a slave, which is typical of the film business. And I should have taken it and thought it was fine, but I was so arrogant. I thought, this is outrageous that I'm being treated in this fashion. And it made me realise that if you go into the film business, you only have a good time after about 15 years, when you have some power. Whereas in journalism, because you work on your own, you have power immediately, and you are, in a sense, your own boss. Quite free, yeah. It's always difficult to get interviewees because there aren't enough famous people to go around, even though there are so many of them. So the people we speak to usually have something to promote, like a book or a film. So we're tied into a diary. But I have a lot of freedom, more freedom than other newspapers. Yeah, The Guardian is quite a free newspaper. I'm never told what to write. I can write what I like. Most of them are writers, so or other journalists, like big American journalists. but no kind of pop stars or actors really. Just lots of writers. There are some very good American journalists on. Do you know the New Yorker magazine? That's a big American magazine. I like the journalists on that. I like the war journalists. I have lots of respect for, because I'm too scared to go into a war zone. So, I mean, they are my idols.